You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
February is here, and though it may still be cold, it's time to think about spring training and heading down to Arizona. And let's talk some Brewers baseball. I'm Dave Raymond today with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com. And Adam, I thought this might be a fun time. News a little slower these days. Let's throw some random predictions out there. If you get half of these right, then you're a genius. Or you're just really lucky. let's see. When we think about the Brewers in 2016, and let's assume that a no-hitter or perfect game is thrown this year by a Brewers pitcher. Who is it? Who threw it?
All right, well, the Brewers have not had one since 1987 when Juan Nieves did it, and Robin Yount made a diving catch in that game. So it would be a big night. And look, I'm sticking with the prediction I made going into last season and ended up being laughably wrong. I said Matt Garza throws a no-hitter this year. He had come into spring training with such a head of steam, this new slider. He was going to be great. He ended up having the worst season of his career across the board, punted from the rotation in September, and went home in anger. He's back. He'll be in the rotation. And just because I'm a stubborn mule, I'm going to go Matt Garza.
All right. I mean, I think I got to be with you on this one. You think of the guys who have the potential to pull it off. I mean, he would, jump right to the top of that list.
Well, he's done it before. He's done it before, and he's trying to get back to that pitcher he was in Tampa. He had some strong words at the Brewers Fan Fest about coming in and kind of pitching selfishly is the way he explained it, pitching for himself, not trying to please anybody. He has a lot to prove, I think, in this coming season.
So along those lines, and you mentioned how last year he got punted from the rotation, someone's going to lose a spot in a rotation. And in fact, there'll be 30 rotations this year in which somebody loses a spot at one point or another. It could be for any number of reasons, but who's going to be the first? Who loses a spot in this rotation?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Matt Garza because the other guys that they have in this rotation are players that they're building around. And this is a team that is thrown completely into rebuilding mode. And you're talking about Willie Peralta, 3 years of club control left. A Jimmy Nelson, pre-arbitration guy. Taylor Youngman, pre-arbitration. Chase Anderson, just acquired from the D-backs, going into his third season. Competitors like Zach Davies, kind of new to the rotation. Jorge Lopez, a top prospect. I don't know that the Brewers, as a non-contending team, are going to make moves to remove these young guys from the rotation. They're just going to throw him in there and stick with him and let him learn and let him figure it out. Garza, though, if he doesn't perform and is the same pitcher he was last year, which is to say ineffective, look, I mean, you maybe try to move him to the pen and give a younger guy a shot and build for the future. So hopefully he gets that no-hitter in before he's removed from the rotation.
All right, well, you've got a little momentum going right now, so I've got to see if we can get to the triple crown of preposterous pitching projections. I'm looking for that pitcher who is going to throw the longest scoreless inning streak this year for the Brewers. Could it be? Is it? Did you?
No. Let me go in a different direction with this one. I am high on Jimmy Nelson. He is similar to another pitcher in the Brewers rotation, Willie Peralta, who a couple of years ago took a step forward. Last year was supposed to be like a big coming out party for Willie Peralta. It didn't happen. He had injuries. He wasn't very good. Now it's Jimmy Nelson's turn. He had a good year last year, a sort of a half step forward for a young pitcher. He has the equipment to get a lot of outs in Major League Baseball. If he controls this curveball he works on, he's got the power fastball. He has the stuff to put together a scoreless streak like that. So I'm going to go, I could go out of the box and go with a changeup guy like Davies, but I'm going to stick with the tried and true power, young power. That's the era we're in Major League Baseball. And I'll give a nod to Jimmy Nelson.
Okay. All right. Well, we weren't able to pull off the triple crown, but let's switch it up a little bit. Enough of pitching for the moment. Let's go down the road of personalities here. Fiery sort of personality, the guy who might be the first to be ejected this year.
Hey, I'll take Craig Counsell. He never was ejected, never in his major league career, which is a stat that I love because he's kind of a – people don't know this, but he's got edge. Never was ejected. He's been ejected twice as a manager, and both times it was related to arguing a play related to replay, which is a big no-no for the umpires. And he was laughing about it a little bit at the team's fan fest. He now has Pat Murphy as his bench coach. Murphy, of course, managed the Padres for the second half of last season. He was Craig Counsell's college coach at Notre Dame and is highly regarded as one of the most fiery personalities in all of Major League Baseball. So you know that nobody's going to be there to hold Craig Counsell back. So I will say I will give Craig Counsell the nod as the team's first ejection.
Interesting. You know, as a manager, there come times where you just kind of have to do it, right? You can go a career as a player and maybe not do it. I mean, Willie Mays did it. Stan Musial did it. Jeter did it. But as a manager, you kind of, at some point, you're just going to have to get ejected.
Well, yeah, you want to back your guys. And look, Counsell will do that. He's got a young club. He's trying to get these guys on board with this all-for-one mentality. They're undermanned. They're going to lose a lot of games this year. You know, there's going to be some frustration this year. So maybe he can be the guy to take that bullet and save his players.
Okay. All right. That's good. Who's the wacky guy? Who's the guy lighthearted enough, doesn't take himself too seriously, who might just have that, like, Justin Bieber walk-up music?
Well, I will go with a reliever trotting in from the bullpen because the Brewers have two of them who are, I think, wacky is a fair characterization. And Will Smith and Jeremy Jeffress, you know, at the Brewers Fan Fest, you might have seen this video online, Dave. They participated in a lip-sync battle, Jimmy Fallon style, and it was pretty good. Will Smith came out on top. In the final round, they had to sing Adele. Jeremy Jeffress had to walk around in an Adele concert T-shirt for the rest of the day. They had a lot of fun with it. So as the victor in this lip-sync battle, I will give the nod to Will Smith as most likely to walk out to Justin Bieber. And I apologize to the Fresh Prince. We're going to have to put Getting Jiggy With It on hold a little bit for the Bieber.
That's beautiful. Great. Pop culture references, you know, from 20 years ago. So who's the most left-handed of your staff? You know, who's that sort of off-the-wall lefty?
Well, look, Will Smith fits that. He is the lone lefty that's really guaranteed a bullpen spot, and he's got that funny, great personality. But since, you know, we want to switch it up a little bit, I'll go with the righty, Jeremy Jeffress. This guy has a lot of fun. He has revived his career in Milwaukee. He was a first-round draft pick. He had personal issues. He had health issues. It looked like that 100-mile fastball was going to go for naught, and he has completely revived his career. But he really is one of the guys out there who keeps it lighthearted, keeps things fun. And, you know, I don't know that there's a lot of wacky-type guys on this. Ben Sheets was one of the most left-handed guys I've ever known, even though he, of course, was a great right-handed pitcher. Just completely off the wall. I remember one time being in a conversation with teammates about U2, and he goes, "Who's Bono?" You know, he didn't know who Bono. He's just the ultimate lefty, even though he's a righty. This team doesn't have a lot of that, to be honest with you. And I think that those bullpen guys are going to be counted on now as they go through this rebuild. Like I said, there's going to be tough days in this clubhouse. They're going to need some guys to keep it light in the right way. And I think Smith and Jeffers sort of top the list for me of the guys most likely to do that.
Well, listen, it's why you're the best in the business at this. I love the fact that you went straight to the right-hander for the lefty question, and that's exactly what I was hoping you would do, is find that guy regardless his handedness. But, all right, last thing for you. We'll finish it off with that highlight guy, the guy who we're going to get all those clips emailed to us in the morning, must see at MLB.com. Who's going to make that highlight reel?
You know, this is such a hard one, Dave, because this doesn't look like it's going to be a very good defensive team. You know, Chris Carter, Scooter Jeanette, Jonathan Villar, Aaron Hill. is their most likely infield order, you know, with respect to those, you know, legitimate big league players, they're not, you know, projected to win a lot of gold gloves. I'll just throw one completely off the wall. They picked up a center fielder from the Padres in a very minor trade, Reimer Liriano. He used to be a top 50 or 60 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. I don't know that he's known for blazing speed, but he's got a big bat and he steals some bases. He's sort of, you know, looks on paper at least like a good baseball guy. So, you know, he's young, he's flashy, he's getting a big second chance here with the Brewers. I'll give it to him as a holdover until their shortstop, Orlando Arcia, their top prospect, can make it up to Milwaukee. He's the kind of guy who you expect to turn in a bunch of those must-sees, a gold glove type guy. But look, he's going to start in the minor leagues. So if we're going to have to go with somebody who will start the season, I will go with an unheralded player I haven't laid eyes on ever. So that's the sort of professional, you know, professional prognostication you can expect from me.
I love it. You went high ceiling on like every one of these too. This is, you know what?
Well, you know what? If you're going to make wild guesses, you might as well be completely wrong, right, Dave?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. When the two or three you get right, though, you'd be able to brag about those all year. It's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Garza throws that no hitter, I better get some sort of gift in the mail.
You will. You definitely will, man. Listen, have a great week, and we'll do it again next week, which might be like the last, right? The final before spring training for you.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's coming time to get down there, and I will definitely be here to answer all of your questions next week. I'll do my homework.
All right. He's the best. Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.